Welcome to English Through History. If you enjoy the content, please subscribe or leave us a review. It is appreciated by our small team here. We hope you enjoy this episode. Enoch Powell was a prominent British politician and a member of the Conservative Party. Powell is perhaps best known for his controversial Rivers of Blood speech, delivered on April 20, 1968, in which he warned of the consequences of unchecked immigration to the United Kingdom. Incredibly divisive, his politics and influence can still be felt in modern politics today. Labelled a fascist and a racist by some and a hero to others. In today's episode, we will explore his early life, his political career, and the lasting legacy on the United Kingdom. Enoch Powell was born on June 16, 1912, in Stechford, which is now part of Birmingham, England. He was the son of Albert Enoch Powell, a primary school headmaster, and Ellen Mary Powell. Powell grew up in a middle-class family and received his early education at King Edward's School, an independent school in Birmingham. From a young age, Powell showed exceptional academic ability, particularly in classical studies. He won a scholarship to Trinity College, Cambridge, where he studied classics and distinguished himself as a scholar. Powell excelled academically, earning a double first in Latin and Greek, which is one of the highest academic achievements at Cambridge University. After completing his undergraduate studies, Powell pursued postgraduate work, earning a master's degree in classics from Trinity College. He then embarked on an academic career teaching at various universities, including Sydney University in Australia. However, Powell's academic career was interrupted by the outbreak of World War II. He joined the British Army and served as an intelligence officer, rising to the rank of brigadier by the end of the war. His experiences during the war deeply influenced his political views, particularly his staunch anti-communism and, more strangely, anti-Americanism. After the war, Powell entered politics, standing as a Conservative candidate in the 1945 general election, but was initially unsuccessful. He later served as a professor of Greek at the University of Sydney before returning to Britain and successfully contesting the seat of Wolverhampton South West in the 1950 general election. Powell's early years were marked by academic excellence, a dedication to classical studies, and a commitment to public service, which laid the foundation for his later political career. Enoch Powell's political life was characterized by a mixture of academic intellect, staunch conservatism, and controversy. Here's a quick overview. Powell entered Parliament as a Conservative MP for the Wolverhampton South West in the 1950 general election. He served as a backbencher until 1957, when he was appointed Financial Secretary to the Treasury. Powell held several ministerial positions in Conservative governments. He served as Minister of Health from 1960 to 1963, and then as Minister of Housing and Local Government until 1964. During this time, he gained a reputation for administrative competence and reformist zeal, particularly in the realm of healthcare and housing policy. Perhaps the most notorious moment in Powell's political career came in 1968 when he delivered his Rivers of Blood speech, in which he warned of the dangers of unchecked immigration. This speech was so controversial it led to his dismissal from the shadow cabinet by Conservative Party leader Edward Heath. Powell was a vocal opponent of Britain's entry into the European Economic Community, the EEC, which is now known as the European Union. He argued that membership would undermine British sovereignty and diminish its global influence. Despite his popularity amongst grassroots Conservatives, Powell never achieved leadership of the Conservative Party. He was seen as too controversial and divisive within the party establishment, particularly after his Rivers of Blood speech. After leaving the Conservative frontbench, Powell continued to serve as an MP until 1987, representing various constituencies. He remained politically active, advocating for issues such as monetarism and opposition to devolution in the UK. In his later years, Powell's health began to decline. He suffered from Parkinson's disease, which gradually limited his mobility and activities. He passed away on February 8, 1998, at the age of 85, at his home in the village of Steeple Bumstead, Essex. Enoch Powell's lasting legacy is multifaceted and highly debated, reflecting the complex nature of his political career and the impact of his controversial views. Here are some aspects of his legacy. Powell's Rivers of Blood speech profoundly influenced the immigration debate in the United Kingdom. While some saw him as a prophet warning against the dangers of uncontrolled immigration, others criticized him for promoting xenophobia and racial prejudice. Regardless of one's perspective, Powell's speech ignited a national conversation about immigration that continues to resonate to this day. Powell was a staunch conservative who advocated for small market, free market economics, and traditional values. His principled stance on issues such as sovereignty and national identity comes to influence conservative thought in Britain and beyond. Powell remains one of the most controversial figures in modern British political history. His uncompromising views on race, immigration, and national identity polarized public opinion and divided the Conservative Party. While some admire his courage and intellectual honesty, others condemn him for promoting divisive and inflammatory rhetoric. Powell's oratorical skills and eloquent speeches left a lasting impression on British politics. He was a masterful communicator who could captivate audiences with his wit and his passion. Even those who disagreed with his views often acknowledged his skill as a public speaker. Powell's legacy continues to be the subject of historical analysis and debate. Historians continue to assess his impact on broad British politics, society, and culture, as well as his place in the broader context of post-war conservatism and nationalism. Overall, Enoch Powell's legacy is complex and contested, reflecting the enduring significance of his ideas and the controversies that surrounded his political career. While he remains a polarizing figure, there is no denying the profound impact he had on British politics and society.